So that, do you find that for yourself or other monks who decide to go on Tudong, there's the initial impulse to do it and intention to do it, and then once it's going to happen, kind of an upwelling of uncertainty or question?
I would think that's pretty universal, yeah.
So there's a willingness to let go of the security and safety of right here.
Yes,
and
then,
oh my God.
What have I done? You know? and then one moves into the adventure, and then it vacillates, and and then there's the kind of the excitement, and then there's a sort of, oh man, when is this going to be over? And, you know, so all of the reactions and moods, and of course that's part of why one's doing it, to sort of see, where's the holding, where's the resistance, where's the sort of the inner weasel trying to get out of something. Yeah, so those are aspects of what we can learn from that. And as I said, it's not Ajahn Chah saying, stay in the monastery, go around. or he would sometimes, some monks would want to go Tudong, and he'd give them a lecture, raising the example of a very famous monk in Thailand, Jakun Nho, who was he was a member of the royal family, and he ordained as a monk, and came from upper kind of class Thai society, and he actually told his family or supporters to bring a particular foods that was what he was going to eat, and they supplied, and that was what he got every single day. He never went off on alms round, stayed in his kuti. He never left the monastery. And he turned into this extremely respected practitioner. And he lived in the center of Bangkok. It was very close to the... just between the central railroad station and Chinatown. The heart of old Bangkok. And after living and practicing like that, then he is highly respected. And, Ajahn Chah would lift that up as an example. What do you need to go Tudong for? Why aren't you more like Jakun Nho? Why don't you learn from what the situation you're in? So it's sort of one's trying to find the tools, and Tudong is one of them, or wandering and pilgrimage. Those are tools that we see in our array of practices that we can draw on to learn and understand more about the Dhamma, about ourselves.